Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback. Made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Monday. Beautiful day out there. We are your sportsmen. My name is Sachi.
Sada.
Big Sucre over there.
We're ready.
Oh, dude.
Stevie Brackets, a.k.a. Stevie Fire, over on the controls. This is day one of a new clock.
Which we've somewhat stuck to.
Well, we've been great.
Yeah. Yeah, give it time.
Yeah, that's right. But so far, so good.
Yeah. I mean, look, if we can't stay on the clock with a 20-minute segment, then I don't tell you.
Yeah, it's the shorter segments that are harder.
It's a fool.
We kind of want to do 20 minutes each segment.
What if we just did one massive 46-minute segment and then like 14 minutes of commercials and then... Move on.
So you basically are doing a whole podcast. Yeah. And then take a break.
Yeah, it's long form.
We could do it.
Yeah.
100% you guys.
Try it again, please.
Be fun.
Not even a question.
They won't allow us.
No.
So anyway, here we are.
Those corporate fat cats and their commercials.
I know.
There's nothing that, like, you watch HBO now, there's commercial, Amazon commercial, everything's got commercials. We've just reinvented TV. It's fine. We're just paying now to watch commercials.
Debating whether or not to call the next segment the Fire King segment.
Thinking about it?
But I think we can do better.
Yeah, I don't love it.
Okay.
I mean, look, we've set a gold standard here with the Frank Gay segment. I mean,
I'll kill it.
You can't just rant and
That's the OG. It is the OG.
And then we stumbled into Multnomah Matt. We can't just be handing these out. You gotta give it time. Let it marinate.
Yeah, so I'm trying to name every segment that's not taken by, like, In the News or something.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we've got the Frank Gay segment. We've already got the Multnomah Max segment and the Points Gobbler segment.
I mean, we've been doing this for less than, we named the Frank Gay segment on Friday. We've had like 1.2 shows and we've already named three. We're doing fine.
We've got two more segments to name.
Yeah.
Two more segments. Because the club is just the club.
Club and then In the News. And, so, you know, Hot 5 at 5. I mean, there you go.
Hey, well, we are doing
headlines.
Headlines, which is kind of the Hot 5.
It's a little bit of it. It's just we don't like the constraint of the Hot 5 at 5.
Correct. We like to just meander for 20 minutes.
Exactly.
May or may not get to the headlines, but we'll see.
That's a Jeff Austin thing, you old bastard.
That old fella.
Rest in peace.
Put him out to pasture.
Out there in North. No, he's in Virginia.
Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's there's
he
lovely,
got his tiki torches
There's
out
lovely there. People on both sides down there. Yeah.
Well, RIP John Sterling, the longtime Yankees broadcaster, died.
That is not sad. That is a celebration of life. 87 years, and I'm guessing John Sterling had, of those 87, a lot of those were probably fantastic. Man, that was like his dream job.
Yeah, he grew up a Yankee fan.
Yes.
And he was from Manhattan, and so he was the voice of the Yankees for 36 years.
Yep.
which it's that sounds terrible to say that that doesn't seem that long because Vin Scully went like 100 years.
Yeah, but...
When we were comparing it to that, it's like when you're an old-timey baseball announcer, it kind of feels like you need to go at least 50 before we give you your flowers.
I mean, you just... Imagine growing up. I mean, you're Kansas City Royals. Imagine you're growing up and you get into broadcasting and you end up being the voice of the Kansas City Royals.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah, for 30-some years. And, I mean, he was the voice during those great championship years with Jeter and all that. I mean, that's... Like I said, it, and you made it to 87 and you have... I mean, his call is the...
Yarkas, home!
Yeah, it's an A-bomb, or an A-bomb from A-Rod.
He was good.
Yes, like, I know he's a little, he's a bit much for people, but that guy will be remembered.
Well, that's only because it was Yankee.
Yes.
Dude, if he were, like, I don't know, the old Expos announcer, people would love that guy.
Yes.
And by the way, this is what we'd like to play for him in honor of his career and his life.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Yeah.
That's a real clip. He got hit in the booth with a foul ball.
I think that happened. I mean, we got Rick Riz.
Recently.
I mean, it happens.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
He called over 5,000 consecutive regular season games.
5,000.
5,000. Because I remember when he was sick and he missed one. So we talked about it. But yeah, 5,000, announced 8 World Series, 5 victories, 12 different sports Emmys that he won. That's just great. That is a great, great career for the for John Sterling. So, and how many of us are making it to 87 like that? Like, I don't feel like I'm making it to 87. So, kudos to you.
The Tigers have lost Tarik Skubal.
Yeah, got to get the old debridement out of his elbow.
Their ace, same as Edwin Diaz. They have dead bodies in their elbows.
Yeah,
which you would. Wonder how that's possible, but yeah, it is.
Yeah, little dead suckers floating around in there. You get little bone chips and you get scar tissue and stuff that just floats around and, you know, clicks and pops. And you got to get in there and vacuum all that sucker out. He'll be back this year. That's usually not a season ending sort of thing if Detroit, you know, is still in the hunt for anything.
Well, they're saying 2 to 3 months is the general recovery time.
Yeah.
In the NBA, Orlando has fired their coach, Jamal Mosley.
I love that going into the series, everyone hated each other. They were going to get fired. And then they were eliminating. They had the Pistons dead to rights. And it was like, well, he ain't going anywhere. And then, you're back to being fired.
Has anybody brought up the conspiracy theory that the Magic tanked fourth quarter on purpose to get him fired?
No, but I like it. Because that was the report, is everyone hated him.
Well, they beat Detroit.
They had him.
And then they scored 19 points in a quarter.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, a half.
Well, they gacked away game 6, and then...
half!
And then the worst thing you've ever seen in game 7.
I just...
Yeah.
I don't know. Something's up. Jamal Mosley. Very intense.
I think they're talking about maybe Billy Donovan, who, you know, resigned, and he's a Florida guy, so that could be a... And they really... I don't know what they can do. They gave up 5 picks to go get Desmond Bain. Kind of feels like they're all in. I don't know how much tweaking you can do when you don't have any draft capital.
Doesn't Billy Donovan just look like Florida guy?
Well, he was Florida guy.
Well,
yes. Pat Riley. Yeah. So it's they just
look like...
Well, Pat Riley's on the verge of dying. So maybe that's what it is that Pat Riley's essence, he won't die. He'll get like, he'll just get sucked up to heaven and his essence will be transferred to Billy Donovan. And then he can be there for 1,000 years and be tan.
Yeah, I think Dundon might want to hire a Blazers coach that looks like Oregon man, you know?
Yeah, I could see that. You know, there's...
Get a headband, some long hair.
Yeah, certain types fit certain markets.
Yeah, we need a hippie coach.
Well, what's Don Nelson, you know?
There you go.
Have you seen Don Nelson lately?
Yeah, he's a big old weed smoker.
Yeah. I think he's out in Hawaii. I don't think you're getting Don, but yeah. Billy will work in Orlando if he ends up there.
The Pelicans... Bulls and now Magic and perhaps the Blazers need coaches. Yeah. So if you're wondering.
Well, the Blazers do need a coach because they don't have a permanent one.
Well, I know, but I just mean it might be splitter.
Sure.
But Pelicans and Bulls also need a coach. And then, of course, maybe Golden State because Steve Kerr.
The report was that ESPN is trying to lure Steve Kerr into the booth and get him away. They said that they are going to meet with Steve Kerr, the Golden State Warriors are. Although the report I read said it is more than likely that they'll figure something out to bring Steve Kerr back, but we'll see. I mean, if you're him, I mean, supposedly they're in talks with all the big name guys to try to land one of those guys, whether it's LeBron, whether it's Giannis, to try to make one more push. But if you can't land one of those guys, if you're Steve Kerr, I mean, other than the $17 million, do you really want to go back and deal with this? Like, you've had the highest of highs. You had a 10-year run there where you were a title team every year in contention. Do you really want to go back and oversee this? Like, the play-in and just, like, the end of Steph Curry? Is that what...
Well, you got to really love it.
Yeah.
You know, he may just love it.
Hmm. I don't know. Something tells me he may just...
You're asking the question, how on earth could you love that?
Yeah. Why would you... And it doesn't feel like he does. He seems like an actual rational human being. Go sit in the ESPN booth, right? They'll pay him a gajillion dollars, and then you wait for a really uber-talented team to not be able to get over the hump, and then they fire their coach, and you swoop in, a la Phil Jackson, and you're like, hey, back in the title mix. And then there you go. Do that.
All right. What else? We have the Mavericks. Yeah, I had forgotten this dude was sitting out there. But Masai Ujiri,
yes,
the old Raptors GM,
mm-hmm.
he has now taken over the GM position for Dallas.
So yeah, no more Nico.
Well, Nico was already out.
I don't know who their GM
how
is.
The
now.
Hell long? How long did it take for them to replace Nico? It's been like 6 months.
They said the interim guy. I don't know. I don't know who took over for him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this guy was just sitting out there. That's a good get.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the dude that pulled off the Kawhi Leonard trade
yep.
that won the Raptors the title.
Yeah, it didn't end great in Toronto, but I mean, at the time, he was being hailed as a conquering hero up there.
So he goes to Dallas. Wasn't he also the one that got in a fight with like a security guy?
A security guard. After they won the title, he was trying to go down on the floor. They
wouldn't let him.
I guess security guard was like, no. I think they wanted to like, show me your ID. Which is a little awkward. Yeah, you are the general manager of the team. You would.
Well, that's a good.
Be able to get on the court.
It's a good situation because even though they traded Luka, I mean, they have Cooper Flagg and so the NBA draft lottery is on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The Mavs have a 6.7% chance of the number one pick and a 29% chance of landing in the top four.
Mm. In a draft that's supposed to just be absolutely loaded. Imagine they get the number one pick and you pair Cooper Flagg with DeBanza and away you go.
Yeah.
It's funny how that works. I mean, there is, say what you will about GMs, there is a lot of luck involved in that. Like, you know.
There is.
You know, ping pong. Like, Utah has been sucking, you know what, for years. And they just have never had the ping pong balls go their way.
But you still have to draft the right guy.
Yes, you do.
See Greg Oden.
Yeah.
Valid. So it's not that easy.
No, valid point.
And
some years it's better than others to get the number one pick, and it feels like this year might be one of those years.
If you're a Blazer fan,
you want it.
If you're a Blazer fan and the Dallas Mavericks trade Luka Doncic and still lap you, you need to look in the mirror. I'm not kidding.
That would be mildly frustrating.
They just traded him. Like, yeah. What is that? Has it been 2 years?
This would be the second year.
2 years ago. Now they have Cooper Flagg, which was luck.
Yeah.
And they got this good GM, sharp guy, has a track record,
mm-hmm.
maybe a top four pick. I mean, watch out for Dallas.
I mean,
they still got Anthony Davis.
I mean, they went full tank.
God.
Well, they don't have Anthony Davis.
Oh, wait, where'd he go?
He's in Washington.
Oh, that's right.
Soon to be Portland Trail
Blazers. Where careers go to die. Oh, totally.
But no, I mean...
He will play for the Blazers. And you know what? Blazer fans will love it. They're like, oh, this is great.
I don't know. I mean, all the rumors now flying around, obviously, of like Portland, who's in the mix for. Like, if Anthony Davis is... Because it was Jake Fisher that had that they went after... They went after Anthony Davis at the trade deadline.
The Blazers did?
Yeah, the Blazers did.
Why?
And that was a swing they were kicking the tires on. I mean, he's not going to... Look at what he's damaged goods at this point, but if you can get Anthony Davis, he's just the one guy that I think if you landed him, look, he instantly makes you a ton better if he's healthy, but I'm not certain that Blazer fan would be over the moon if Anthony Davis was the big swinge that you made. Because wasn't it Sharp and some picks, I think, was the package that he had? I'd have to look that up.
Does anybody want Sharp?
Was his 7 minutes in the playoffs?
And the last headline here, Dan Graziano reporting that the Chiefs are not ruling out Patrick Mahomes returning for week one.
Yeah. That's, he says that's the goal.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well,
so he tore his ACL on December 14th of 2025.
ACLs are now, like, some of the comebacks that people are making, even Achilles. You know, guys are coming back faster than ever.
What's the new Achilles? The new injury that really sidelines you?
I don't know if there really is one. I mean, obviously careers are forever changed, but I don't know how many injuries now are like, when you have one, it's like, hey, you will never be the same and you can't come back. I mean, the Achilles is still the scary one, but I mean, we've seen enough guys that have come back from them that it's not the death sentence.
Is it a concussion nowadays?
Yeah. If you have multiple ones.
Well, Wemby played like 3 days later.
But the two scariest ones in sports were always the ACL and the Achilles. Or in baseball, it was Tommy John. Tommy John is no longer a death sentence. The ACL now, people just like, whatever.
Wasn't the old labrum tear in baseball considered really bad?
That's still a bad one.
Because that's a long recovery.
It's long recovery, and some people think that it's never quite the same. Like, honestly, I think there are people now that would rather have the Tommy John than they would labrum surgery. Like, the labrum and rotator cuff, I think, are maybe scarier for baseball players than Tommy John. Because Tommy John, you can actually come back stronger. The labrum and rotator cuff, once that's torn, it's probably never quite the same. So, I don't know. We've gotten so much better at medicine now, and with peptides and going over into Germany, and you're getting PRP and steroids and growth hormone and all that. I mean, guys are coming back better than ever.
Well, we did mention the one baseball one we should mention is the little broken bone in the hand.
Yeah, the little hook, whatever that thing is.
Yeah, because we did a segment on that once where they're saying – that's what Frankie Lindor had. Mm-hmm. Not now. He's on the IL now for something different. But he had it. Corbin Carroll had it.
Yep.
And they're saying that early returns. So it's the way they hold the bat.
Yep. And the torque in which they swing.
Yeah. So they're that part of their hand is down, actually sometimes off of the handle, and they break those. Sometimes you'll see guys wearing protectors for it now, or braces on there. That when that gets broken, they go under surgery under the knife. So far, early returns are the guys that have come back from that have not had the same pop.
Yeah.
So something in this, it's not a huge sample size, but that's become the hot new hitter injury in baseball.
And I will say this guy is right. The torn patella is that may be, it doesn't happen as frequently, but that is one that, yeah, you're not that can be career ending. So that's probably if you're football, basketball, if you want the one, if it happens and you're like, oh, F, it's probably that, the patella.
Okay. I think that's it. Got it. We're out of content.
20 minutes?
That's all I had for headlines. And we still have 45 seconds left.
That's a lot of headlines.
Now what do we do?
Sports is sports.
I mean, these segments are too long.
They're too long. I'm going to go to Dusty at the break. See if we can get this changed. So I've got an NFL... bubble wrap, Seggy, coming up next.
Okay.
You excited?
Yeah. We're speaking of bubble wrap. I mean,
apparently they don't like the Blacks. They're trying to give them back.
Oh, for God's sakes. The Bo Nix injury is something to kind of...
What happened to him?
They had to have another surgery. On that same foot, ankle, and you know, he claims, you know, no harm, no foul, but remember, that was Sean Payton kind of threw him under the bus and was like, hey, that's a problem. We know it's a problem. We have to be aware of it. So he has the surgery, and then quietly... they went in and did another procedure that they're claiming is somewhat routine, but it's still another surgery on that same injury. And, you know, I just that's something to kind of keep an eye on. That, sure, it's not a good idea when your head coach is basically saying that your quarterback has a chronic foot/ankle problem, and yet quarterback just had another surgery on it.
And who will win the bidding war for the Seahawks? We'll get to those items coming up next on The Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Oh.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Pleased to have you along.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
R.I.P.
John Sterling.
Now to the NFL. We're going to pop some bubble wrap here.
Let's do it.
Well, first of all, did you see that the ESPN crew, the Inside the NBA guys?
Oh, yeah.
Put Russini and Vrabel on the Celtics?
Yeah, they do. Whenever a team loses, they put them on the boat to Cancun. And so they had the Celtics on there, but they had Russini and Vrabel doing the Titanic.
Yeah.
Front of the boat. God bless those guys.
Dude, they did not mention their names, though.
No.
No, they just put it on the
call.
You go, there's two people on the front of the boat. Maybe I don't know who they are. There's two people, though.
Boy, do you think ESPN told them not to mention their names?
Yes.
I'm guessing yes. Because everyone, like ESPN and everyone else, is doing their very best to not make this a story. By the way, body cam footage came out of that accident. Russini did jack S.
Yeah, well, so, that we knew that.
Yeah, but it's been proven at this point.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Sorry, Diana.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So Stugat said that she can come get a job with him.
Anyway, minor thing here. Malik Willis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first pitch.
Yeah. So he...
It's not the best.
He's the new... he was the old Packers backup.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's in Miami.
Yep.
And the Packers, by the way, according to Steven there, signed Tyrod Taylor today as their backup.
Mm.
So... It will no longer be.
They had Desmond Ridder. Said, peace out, bro.
Dude, that guy sucks.
Well, so does Tyrod Taylor, but he sucks less and he's a vet.
Yeah.
If you're going to have a crappy player, you want a veteran.
There was a key phrase you said in there.
Yeah.
But he sucks less.
That's right.
And that's exactly right.
And be older and, as a veteran. Yeah, you're in the mid-30s.
Yes. Yeah.
Older guys tend to suck less because they suck, but they minimize the mistakes, whereas the young guys still think they're good. And so they'll go out and play all and then it really goes.
Tyrod Taylor's given up on the chance of starting. Yeah. He's like, look, I can't start anymore.
Exactly.
I'm back.
Sometimes the controlled suck. It's like fires. The veteran has a controlled burn. It's a controlled suck. Whereas the young whippersnapper, he's got wildfire suck. You don't know how bad that's going to go.
So Willis threw out the first pitch for the Marlins game.
Yeah.
And it was not
great. No.
Why does this happen? Because Mendoza had the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, like Joe Burrow talked about this. They were doing that stupid Fanatics thing. And remember, Burrow couldn't even hit the target for the baseball throw. Now, I am no quarterback. I am no pitcher. And my shoulder's made of crab meat. I struggle to throw the bike. It's that throwing motion. But what I've been told by quarterbacks is the mechanics of a baseball and a football are so different that that's why the quarterbacks always end up throwing so wide. It's two very, very different mechanics. And if you haven't thrown a baseball in forever and you try to throw it like a football, you are going to get – it will be nowhere near where you're trying to – go look up the Joe Burrow one, and you can tell Burrow gets frustrated. He throws like five or six of them, and there's like a target, like a speed target. He doesn't even hit the target. It's brutal.
Yeah, Mendoza's
and Joe Burrow is a phenomenal thrower of the football.
Yes, yeah, two different motions.
Yeah,
like the baseball pitching motion is more like golfers,
mm-hmm.
like body rotation type.
Yeah.
Whereas, yeah, like you can see Mendoza's first pitch.
Yeah.
You can see him throwing it like a football or trying to throw it like a football.
And that's what Burrow said afterwards. He goes, I don't know. I threw it like a football. And when you do that, it's.
Yeah, because Burrow's not even close to the target.
No, right? I mean, and he does it multiple times.
Yes. I've seen him here four in a row. He missed and hasn't really been close.
Yeah.
I'm watching that. I haven't seen this. Oh, yeah. God. Not even. Oh.
No, he's nowhere near it. So it's clearly not a. You know.
Yeah, his arm. It's interesting. Like you can tell with Burrow. That's just the football throw is just a tight arm spiral.
Right, because baseball,
you whip it.
Yes.
Whereas football, Burrow can't whip it because he's used to
it's
doing
short,
this
short, compact.
Quick release thing.
Yeah. And you throw it like across your, you throw it like across your body. And so the release point is wonky. So that's what someone was explaining that. I forget what, it might've been Kurt Warner. Someone was talking about the Malik Willis thing. And he said, if you're a quarterback, you either end up throwing, he said, you either end up taking it all the way across your body and you miss 8 feet to the left, or you get paranoid about it and you let it go so early.
Those guys are total losers.
And you end up throwing it 30 feet to the right. Think about like when a baseball pitcher, when Randy Johnson releases the ball, it is really high. Like it is not across your body. It's, you're releasing it almost like your chest is towards the plate and your arm is extended like you're high-fiving someone and that's where you let it go. In a football motion, it's across your body. It is, and so if you've never done it before or you haven't done it in years and years, you get these results. I guess it's not that uncommon and quarterbacks often can get embarrassed and there you go.
Yeah, the Burrow one shows it the best.
Yes.
I think.
When you watch that Burrow one, look how far his arm is across.
Yeah.
And he starts it more towards his head like a football. You know, he has the ball there.
Well, yeah, and he's throwing it like he would.
What a little bitch.
You can't win that way.
I think it's funny,
you
though.
You can't win this way!
It just shows you how much of it's muscle memory.
Yeah.
You know, because Burrow is a great athlete. Like, in other words, you could teach Joe Burrow how to throw a baseball properly.
Yes.
You know. So it still kind of doesn't compute that great high level top of their sport athletes, mm-hmm. particularly ones that throw a ball for a living, cannot throw a baseball.
Yeah.
Like that's wild.
Yeah. Well, especially because people like us, we grew up and it's like, can you throw a ball?
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I'm an athlete. I can throw a ball.
Like, shouldn't every guy? Like, yeah, it's a great point. It's like Joe Burrow. Shouldn't Joe Burrow still be able to throw a baseball like you and I can throw a baseball?
I think this is where it's different. You or I, Joe Burrow probably throws that football 10,000 right. times a year.
That's what I'm saying about muscle memory.
Yeah, you've done it for 15 years, so all of a sudden.
So he can't now.
Yes.
So he used to.
He used to.
Like you and I, because we're badasses.
Yeah.
But he can't now because he's repeatedly.
Yes.
His arm. Yeah. Yeah.
So many quarterbacks are baseball players, right? But when
wasn't Malik Willis?
I thought
he was a baseball player.
A lot of those guys are. But when you stop, I'm guessing the last time Joe Burrow threw a baseball was high school or maybe when he was 15. And since then, he has probably thrown a football hundreds of thousands of times. So to ask someone to change it, you know, isn't there one thing you've done over and over again and then like all of a sudden it becomes second nature and anything that you have to do different than that, even if it's similar, is...
Well, it's like the golf swing.
Yeah, golf swing.
You know, it's muscle memory. Now, Russell Wilson could put this to the test. Did he? Does he have
Kyler
first,
Murray as well?
Yeah. Did they have first pitches out there that where they sling it?
That I don't know.
That would be interesting.
Cause yeah, because both of them were high level baseball players.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a little bit different because they both played like in college. So at least in the last 10 years they've done it.
Well, yeah, it'd be like having a baseball swing and a golf swing.
Yeah.
That would be hard to do.
So I'm watching this video. Yeah, Russell Wilson threw one out at the Pirates game.
Pretty good.
Back in 2024. Yeah, right down the middle.
Yeah, because he like goes and like he plays in like spring training games and
he also wore a glove.
Yeah.
Hey, Seattle.
Yeah, he takes that stuff seriously.
He took his glove out there.
I thought that was a weird move for first
base. Hey, Seattle.
Yeah, that is a weird move. That is a little weird. But you know, Russ is weird.
Yeah. I hear that from people like ice skating versus rollerblading or, you know, rollers. I mean, it's all seemingly pretty similar, but if you only do one and then you go to the other one, you're going to fall right on your ass and, you know, you're going to look silly.
All right. Bo Nix surgery again. They said a successful cleanup procedure on his surgically repaired right ankle. This was just last week.
I just don't love that. Like you, that.
Well, I guess the first surgery was extensive.
Yeah. I just...
Wasn't that the weirdest injury?
Yes.
When he got hurt?
And then we
didn't really know it?
No. And then, like, where did he get hurt on? Some people said it was the kneel down. Turns out it wasn't. I just thought the whole thing was Sean Payton coming out and being like, this is a problem. We know it's a problem. It's going to be a problem. And then Bo Nix being like, who the hell are you? Don't talk about it that way. And now, so it went from what we were told was a routine thing, and now we're hearing it's extensive. And not only was it an extensive surgery, but now you have to go back in and clean up the extensive surgery. If I'm a Bronco fan, a healthy Bo Nix, you're in the Super Bowl last year. I don't know if you win, but you put up a better effort than the Seahawks did. And now, the quarterback that you are seemingly tied to for the next however many years, that's your franchise guy, possibly has a chronic ankle foot.
Well, and it seems like Peyton's not confident in him.
Yes,
like
I don't love that.
If the Broncos had their choice, are they choosing Bo Nix or Sean Payton?
I don't.
Like, if Sean, they had to make a choice,
yeah, I think you'd pick. Yeah, I think you Sean Payton
taking Payton.
And this, I'm not meaning
kind of like the Seahawks with Russell Wilson.
Exactly.
And
I'm not meaning to crap on Bo Nix because Bo Nix is a good quarterback, but there is 7 to 10 quarterbacks in the league that you would take over any coach. Bo Nix is not one of those quarterbacks. Bo Nix can be a very good quarterback because the system he plays around in Sean Payton, like Josh Allen can do whatever he wants. You'll fire, you know, the ghost of Tom Landry or you know, anyone for that. Bo can't do that. And it turns out Russ can't do it either.
Hey, might be Stitty City in Denver. Once again.
Stop.
Remember that?
Steady City.
Yeah, I remember that. Ugh.
Hey, he covered.
He did cover.
That's right.
And the snow. Yeah, I mean, come on.
God, that was so bad.
It was tough out there.
That was bad. Really, really bad.
All right, we have to take a break. And when we come back, who will win the bidding war for the Seahawks on the Fan?
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, last little bit here, and then we got to move on to more important items, such as Spirit Airlines shutting down.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, I feel bad for, like, the pilots and yeah. A lot of people lost their job.
Yeah, the real concern is which airline do their customers start flying next?
Yeah. It's called Greyhound.
Wow.
Yeah. Walk. Bicycle.
Yeah.
The jerk you guys are.
Look.
What jerks.
I've flown Spirit twice, and I feel pretty confident. And...
They know. They know.
They know.
If you fly Spirit, you know what you're doing.
I get it. And look. Cheap airfare, I'm glad you can get where you need to go, but that's a well-earned reputation. You can't be offended at that. You know what's up.
You think Southwest starts to have more fights in the, you know, in the, at the gates? And
that'll probably just be gobbled up Frontier.
Yeah, but they don't fly a lot of places, so.
Well, maybe they'll, someone will eat up that, you know, eat up those flights.
I have the odds for the Seahawks new owner, next owner.
Are they going to sell for $10 billion?
Jody, no longer in charge.
Yeah.
Selling a team right off a Super Bowl. What a great great timing.
It's going to make a lot of money. And much like the Blazers, it is my understanding that it is the highest bidder. Like, they don't get to decide. The NFL, that's like a misconception. Like, I know a lot of Blazer fans think that they chose Dundon's group. No. He won a bidding contest. So the NBA and the NHL will both vet groups. But once those groups are vetted, Jody Allen, the trust, it has to sell to the highest bidder. So this is a true auction. You come up with the most coin, you get the Seahawks. And I'm guessing it ain't going to be 6 or 7.
You know what the over-under is?
8?
8.5. Billion.
I think I'd take the over.
Billion.
Yes.
I'd take the over, too.
Yeah. It's going to go for a lot of money.
So would that be... Well, that obviously would set a record. What is the current record holder? Is it the Broncos?
I'll take a look. It might be the Skins. Well, I guess now the Commanders.
Whoa.
I didn't say one. What?
Come on, man.
Yeah, I got the Commanders at 6.05 bill.
Six bill.
I'll take under an 8.5.
Yeah, maybe under.
Eight. I think 8's the right number.
It's good.
Seven or eight?
They just won a Super Bowl. It's a major market. You get the building.
Although, Suggs might be right, because the Broncos for in 2022 at 465, and then a year later it jumped up $1.5 billion.
It's,
so.
Yeah.
God.
And these just
so might go up another 2.5.
Yeah, this it's going to be ridiculous.
I'll still take the under.
All right.
I'm flip-flopping, but I'm going to go back to the over.
I feel
you're
like...
You're right no matter what now. Told you. Yeah. Told you. I'd be over. Under.
That's right.
I just will not bet the under. If you give me whatever valuation for a sports team, I'll take the over every time. It's just, they're just... The prices are astronomical at this point.
Yeah, because the Cowboys are valued at $13 billion.
Well, look, can we... Portland right now is...
Oh, they'd go for 20.
Yeah. Portland right now isn't exactly a real hotbed of economic prowess, all right?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like, last time I checked, we're not doing great, okay? You don't have a building. You don't get the building. The building that you do have is the oldest non-renovated building in the NBA. You can't win this way! You know you're going to fight tooth and nail with the city to get the money. And it went for $4.5 billion. What is happening? If the Blazers go for $4.5 billion, it just that's all you need to know about what the price of these things. So just I'll take the over every time.
What about the Lakers were like $10 billion? Huh. Will it be that high? Seahawks?
I would assume the Yankees and Cowboys would be the most expensive, but I just think the Seahawks coming off a Super Bowl and. Good building, good facilities, good training, great fan base. You know, Seattle's like what? Like it's a 11, 12, something like that yeah. market. It'll go for 8.5.
Yeah, the Lakers. So the Lakers are the record then. Because they sold.
That's true. I Googled NFL. That's on me.
NFL. Yeah, so the Lakers are the record at $10 billion. That has to be.
That seems right.
Yeah.
I would think so.
I like how nobody's really going to look that up. Or just like, oh, yeah.
I'm looking it up right now.
Seems all right. Yeah, that's probably right.
the fans get it. Just like Spirit Airlines, you get it. The fans get it. The listeners understand.
They understand, yeah. If you want to know, look it up yourself, okay?
That's right.
What are you coming to us
I'm waiting for AI. Yeah. So, yeah, the Lakers at 10, Celtics at 6.1,
whoa.
The Commanders 6, just over 6. And then after that, it goes.
Well,
it goes
I might
down.
Be back to the under. I'm
back to the under, are you?
Yeah, maybe. Seven to eight.
Again, I just go 3 years ago, the Commanders sold for 6. No stadium, crappy
yeah,
team.
It's true.
Uncertainty and all that.
Yeah, I'm back to the
but
over.
But that's DC, though. That's, I mean.
Yeah, I'm on the over with you. Let's go. So the odds on favorite. Can you guess? And there are different odds numbers out there, but this guy's 2-1.
Is Bezos getting kicked around?
Bezos is on the list, but he's not in the top five, actually.
No?
Which I thought, yeah, like a while ago, Bezos, it sounded like, was picking up steam.
Mm. Oh, what about Developer Boy?
Yeah, Steve Ballmer.
Steve Ballmer?
Yep. He's the odds-on favorite, 2-1.
Yeah.
And that'd be good if you're a Seahawks fan.
I would think so.
That guy's rich as hell.
Yes.
Well, and he's kind of cool.
And he cares, and, you know...
Yeah, scared
heart
me.
Attack.
Yeah, scared me.
Yeah. I mean, that's all. When the Blazers were sale, that was my number one criteria. Just give me someone that's just got so much money that it doesn't matter. And those are hard to come by. But yeah, if you're the Seahawks and you get Ballmer, who's a Seattle guy, right? And has ties there. Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Maybe Kahai can play quarterback.
Who else is, he's going to be a Blazer. Don't worry about it. Who besides Ballmer is on there?
So Tim Cook is second.
Is he the Apple guy?
At 3-1, yes.
Yeah.
Some guy named, and I'll take a stab at this, okay, because I have courage.
Sure. I like it.
Steve Apostolopoulos.
Steve Kazamias. I have no idea who that is.
Cool, with that being said.
So, in preparation for this, I did look it up,
mm-hmm.
contrary to what you may assume.
Yeah.
He is a Canadian venture capitalist.
I don't want your Canadian money.
He tried to buy the Commies. He also tried to buy the Ottawa Senators, and he failed in both. Mm. So, he's pretty much a loser.
Yeah.
But he's 4-1 for some reason. There's a guy by the name of Tillman Fertitta, 5-1.
Mm.
Now this guy, he is the owner of the Houston Rockets.
Mm.
He is also the current U.S. ambassador to Italy.
Mm.
He is a Houston food entertainment casino mogul, and he's worth like $11 billion.
But even someone like that, my guess is you're having to get a group together. There's not many people... I mean, stroking a check, and the NFL will make you stroke a check. Like, you don't get to put this on layaway. I mean, if you're worth $11 billion, you cannot write a check for 8.5 or 10. So my guess is this will be much like most things. You will get a face, and then they'll put together a group.
Yeah.
Like, Ballmer can buy it outright. Like, Larry Ellison can buy it outright. The Waltons when they bought the Broncos. But there's not many people out there that are stroking $9 billion checks.
That's, yeah, Ballmer, they got him at $52 billion.
Yeah, he can write the check.
Nope, they got him at $146 billion.
Well, again, he can write that check.
God, it's a drop in the bucket. Sure, I'll just buy him.
Need a new stadium?
Why not?
Just write that.
Then the other three guys on the list are Mark Zuckerberg, 6-1, Jeff Bezos, 7-1, Bill Gates, 10-1. Mm. There's no way Bill Gates. Bezos at 7-1 isn't a bad play.
Didn't he try to buy something recently?
I thought was it the commies?
Was he sniffing around something?
Washington Post stuff, and
yeah, maybe that's what
he was. He was tied to the commies.
Yeah, look, I know it's simple, but in a day and age where money just means so much, I just you want someone uber rich if you can, uber rich, and that just kind of is a hands off sort of guy. Although, I mean, that was sometimes having the guy that really is committed to winning and it means something to him. Maybe that's ultimately better than a guy which just never any pockets, but doesn't really give two S's. You know, maybe you got to find that happy medium.
Yeah, apparently Jeff Bezos was linked to the Commanders, but there were some rumors out there that Dan Schneider was trying to block him.
Yeah.
But it sounds like he was not a bidder.
It wasn't serious.
I mean, he's got a lot of money, but...
Well, you would think, again, the interesting thing about Seattle, and much like the Blazers, this is a time where all you need to do is be the highest bidder. Like, you don't have to impress anyone. You just write the biggest check and it's yours.
And he has $278 billion.
So something tells me if Bezos wants a team, Bezos gets a team. Wouldn't that be something him and Ballmer get into a D-measuring contest over the Seahawks?
That'd actually be pretty sick.
That'd be fun. Jody sitting back, being like, hey, see how high this can go.
Larry Ellison, by the way, do you ever check that Forbes real-time billionaire?
Yeah, every now and then.
Larry Ellison made $9 billion today.
Yeah. So in one
today.
Today he made enough money to buy the Seahawks.
Today. Dude, I can't wrap my head around that.
I made like $9.
Dollars. You made more than that.
$9.
Taxes. And
yet every one of those people is cutting salaries left and right and firing everybody.
I can't even get a free t-shirt? What the hell?
That's right. You can't.
That's the depressing part. It's like with Delta, right? There's CEOs making $30 million a year, and we're like, you know what? No more free Diet Cokes for anyone.
We got Coke Zero on my flight to Vegas, or I'm going to lose another.
We got to tighten our belts a little bit here.
Another mortgage.
Hey, we're all going to sacrifice except for me.
All right. That'll do it. Ladies and gentlemen, there's your sports talk for the day. And we were relatively on time.
Yeah, somewhere.
You're welcome, Dusty.
Suck it.
Yeah, put that in your cram hole. Or whatever they say.
I'm still trying to process making $9 billion.
Today. Today.
Oh. He wakes up and is happy.
Yes.
Is he even...
Oh, I think so.
He's like, yeah.
That's probably a pretty wild ride, too, because there's people on the list that lost a couple billion today.
Yeah, yeah.
Today. $2 billion today.
And that's why I wonder, like, for those guys, are you just like... Eh.
See, that? I'm assuming they probably don't even think
they
about
don't
it.
Even, yeah.
They don't
like,
care.
They're just like, whatever. Yeah. Hey, I'm down $6 billion today. I'll wait until tomorrow. I'll be
when
back
is
up.
There a phone call to someone? At what number?
When you're worth less than a billion? I don't know.
A billion? No. Larry Ellison?
Larry Ellison's worth... How much is Larry Ellison worth?
Oh, God. He's hundreds of billions, isn't he?
226.
Is that what it says?
I think it says.
226?
Yeah.
I'm guessing...
Is Elon Musk a trillionaire yet? He's got
to
be close.
I think they say that it has potential to become the first trillionaire.
Well, he's the richest guy.
He's the richest guy.
By a lot.
He 44 bill for Twitter? Just to... I don't know. For spite? I don't know if there's a realistic number that you could get to before someone, I don't know, if you lost $40 billion?
He's estimated at $800
billion. $800 billion.
Wild. Like with Elon, I honestly think you'd have to lose like $300
million. Like if you lost like 25%, 25% of your net worth?
Maybe.
Yeah. You get a phone call?
Yeah. If someone called him, I was like, Elon, it's been a bad... Things aren't going
lost
well. You're only worth $500 billion now. He's like...
Hey, Elon, you lost $200 billion today. Nah, whatever. Can I buy Twitter? Okay.
God. It's crazy. I can't wrap my head around it.
No one can.
I can. P-brain.
No one can.
It's just...
Still trying to process chicken and rice at a teriyaki joint being like $18. I'm like, this is outrageous.
I had to go to the convenience store and buy an energy drink, man. I don't know if I can afford it.
Yeah, they'll get you. Dude, there's at least three times a week where I have become an old man where I get sticker shock at something. I'm just, deodorant got me this weekend.
How much was it?
Saw some deodorant and went, you have got to be effing kidding me.
Spray or stick?
Spray.
How much?
$11.
God!
$11?
Do you think Elon does that?
No.
Even at $800 billion?
I don't think he does.
He'd buy the deodorant company and just lower prices. So,
yeah. Yeah, right.
I only buy five.
No, but seriously, do you think that billionaires, any of them, look at prices and go?
Yes, no, they have shoppers for them.
Well, I mean, I know they care.
I'm guessing he has no idea what anything costs. Nothing.
Nothing.
Literally nothing.
We had our old boss used to work for Paul Allen. He worked for Paul's radio station, and he got to know Paul a little bit. And I think you were there too, but the one he told us is, he said, this is how disinterested those guys get. He said, whatever you can think of, whatever it is, women, house, boat, everything costs a dollar. No matter what you want, it costs a dollar. You want that mansion, it's a dollar. You want that woman, it's a dollar. You want that airplane, it's a dollar. Everything costs a dollar. So no, you have no idea what anything costs. None.
I want to interview.
You think he knows what I'm paying for my spray deodorant at $11? I don't even think he knows what $11 is.
Probably not that, but I don't know.
They make a bill that has a 10 on it?
I think I would. That's pretty funny. I want to interview a billionaire just to ask this question.
I know a billionaire.
Yeah, ask him.
And he does, when he's in town.
Yeah. Ask him.
He listens. We've talked about bringing him on and doing the Ask a Billionaire.
Well, there's another question.
Henry, I know if you're listening or this, we'll get back to you. I'm going to need you to reach out.
I mean, he's a billionaire, but he's not like Elon Musk.
No, he's not Elon Musk. But he's a billionaire. It's all about drip, man. Yeah.
You think Tom Dundon doesn't know the price of milk?
I don't think he does.
I bet he does.
I think old Tommy does. Tom's one of us.
That's right.
Does he know my pain at $11.98 for some Dove?
He might.
$11.98.
I tell you what.
That's before tax.
That's insane, actually.
If there's a billionaire that felt that pain, if there is one billionaire that felt the pain of $11.99 for spray on deodorant,
it's Tommy.
It's Discount Dundon.
It's Tommy D.
You know he knows it.
If we ever get a chance to talk to him, that's going to be my question. Excuse me, Tom.
He's stealing the soap from the hotels.
He subscribes and saves.
Amazon, yeah.
Are you familiar, right? How about this for a free giveaway? Have we thought about the Dove All Over Body Spray? You get the aloe one. It smells delightful. It's a great product. But $11.98? Seriously, Dove? Kiss my ass.
All right. All right, now we're way over all of a sudden. Club, RIP Spirit Airlines, next.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
How would you describe yourself?
fun, sporty, bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove, no problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.